Hello. I'd like to start this week with a request, and this one goes out to the followers of the three Abrahamic religions, to the Muslims, Christians, and Jews. It's just a little thing, really, but do you think that when you've finished smashing up the world and blowing each other to bits and demanding special privileges while you do it, do you think maybe the rest of us could sort of have our planet back? I wouldn't ask, but the thing is, I'm starting to think there must be something written in the special books each of you so enjoy referring to that tells you it's all right to behave like precious, petulant, pugnacious pricks. Forgive the alliteration, but your persistent power-mad punch-ups are pissing me off. It's mainly the extremists, obviously, but not exclusively. It's a lot of mainstreamers as well. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, okay? Muslims. Listen up, my bearded and veily friends. Calm down, okay? Stop blowing stuff up. Not everything that's said about you is an attack on the Prophet Muhammad and Allah that needs to end in the infidel being destroyed. Have a cup of tea, put on a Cat Stevens record, sit down and chill out. I mean, seriously, what's wrong with a strongly worded letter to the Times? Christians, you and your churches don't get to be millionaires while other people have nothing at all. They're your bloody rules. Either stick to them or abandon the faith. And stop persecuting and killing people you judge to be immoral. Oh, and stop pretending you're celibate as a cover-up for being a gay or a nonce. Right, that's two ticked off. Jews! I know you're God's chosen people and the rest of us are just whatever, but when Israel behaves like a violent psychopathic bully and someone mentions it, that doesn't make them anti-Semitic. And for the record, your troubled history is not a license to act with impunity now. So, when the letters come, and I'm guessing they will, I can guarantee that each one of those faiths will be utterly convinced that I've singled them out for special criticism.
Why did it have to be us? Islam is a peaceful faith.
I don't see what's wrong with being Christian. We're a peaceful, loving faith.
How dare you, after all we've been through? We Jews know how terrible violence can be.
You see, all of them will be convinced that they're the ones being picked on. The Abrahamic faiths are like Scousers. They're always convinced they have it harder than everyone else. Right, and why is it that all of these faiths claim to be peaceful when even the most fleeting glance at a history of warfare will tell you otherwise? The relationship between religion and warfare is very similar to the relationship between ant and deck. You could have one without the other, but I'm not sure anyone would see the point. I wouldn't actually like it, but it would at least be refreshing to hear one of them come out and say,
"Oh, our faith's violent as you like. We'll have a scrap, that's what we do. Honestly, our special book says fight, fight, kill, maim, fight, smash, destroy, fight, murder, kill, and fight. That's why I signed up, to be honest. I'm a bit naughty, know what I mean?"
But no, all of them claim to be peaceful religions. Yeah, peaceful right up to the point where someone takes something they think is theirs or says the wrong thing or looks at them funny, then it's fighty, smashy, kicky, punchy all the way. I know this will upset a lot of people, and frankly, I don't care. I'm getting so sick of religious people screwing it up for the rest of us. Please don't kill us. Seriously. As far as I'm concerned, this is the only chance we get. When we die, it's all over. There's no virgins and pearly gates waiting for us, no big beardy man saying,
"Right, so how do you think that went then? bit mixed? Ooh, killed a lot of people in my name, I see. Yeah, not really what I had in mind, actually. Tell you what, have another go as a worm."
While we're at it, I'm sick of religious people forcing their children to define themselves by their parents' faith. A four-year-old is no more a Christian than he is a member of the Postal Workers Union.
Working wage, decent working conditions, and time allotted to see the new Transformers film,"
said a spokesman. This week, Lydia Playfoot, who took Millais School in Horsham to the High Court so she could wear jewellery to prove she's staying a virgin for Jesus, lost her case. Good. I'm glad. I don't care how many times her parents claim it was her idea. Rules is rules. And if you want to wear a ring that tells everyone you're not having any sex, you can get married like the rest of us. Now, the lawyer for the chaste Miss Playfoot said a question the judge would have to answer was,
"What are the religious rights of school children in the school context?"
Well, I'm no judge. Not yet, anyway. But if you want my opinion, none. No rights. No religious rights whatsoever. School's for learning. OK? If you want to have a little pray before maths so that God will prevent Mr. Figgis from setting too hard a test or prevent the PE teacher from being a colossal pervert, then go ahead. Fill your boots. If you want to pop on a feathered headdress and chant and mumble and sacrifice something, you can do that in your own time, or take a drama course and pretend it's art, get a degree in it. That's what I did. The lawyer, Mr. Diamond, argued,
secular authorities cannot rule on religious truth.
Well, Mr. Diamond, I'm going to assume you're not related to the Neil Diamond, because he rocks. Yes, I like Neil Diamond and Prince. And I'm married, go figure. But my point is, religious truth is a foxy one, because religion, by its very nature, doesn't tend to concern itself with truth. There simply isn't time for truth. By the time all the singing and candle lighting and toadying and condemning and hiding from science is done, truth's given up and gone to the pub for a pint. Here's the truth, right? Faith is about as interested in truth as I am in hanging out with Anthony Worrell Thompson, i.e. not very. Now, I know that most religious folk are moderate and nice and reasonable and wear tidy jumpers and eat cheese like real people. And on hearing this, they'll mainly feel pity for me rather than issue a death sentence. But they have to accept that they are the power base for the nutters. Without their passive support, the loonies in charge of these faiths would just be loonies, safely locked away and medicated. Somewhere nice, you know, with a view of some trees where they can claim they have a direct channel to God between sessions making tapestry drinks coasters, watching Teletubbies and talking about their days in the Hitler Youth. The ordinary faithful make these vicious, tyrannical thugs what they are. See, I get very angry that shows like Big Brother and Celebrity Insert Title of Wretched Show Here still fill our lives with vapid, pointless emptiness, and I wish the producers and development executives would crawl back under the rocks they emerge from. But the truth is, they sell stuff that people consume. Without the audience to prop it up, Heat magazine and fundamentalist religious fanaticism goes away. Imagine what humanity might be capable of if we had that much spare time. We could explore space properly, have a decent look in the sea, find a cure for James Blunt, anything. Thank you very much. Letters to the usual address.
That was Marcus Bristow on religion from the BBC in 2009. And this is the Innerside Radio program with me, Scooter, and you. This is a satirical radio program, so don't get upset. There are no free rides.
Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way.
This is Perspectives. Today we're talking to State Senator John Randolph from Kansas, author of the Put the Gay People in Storage Lockers law, which has created a mysterious backlash. The congressman is here to clear up any misunderstandings. Congressman, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me here.
So you say the intent of the Put the Gay People in Storage Lockers law was never to put gay people in storage lockers.
That's absolutely right, and I have no idea how that rumor got started. Mostly the law just contains a lot of procedural language.
So what is the main intent of the Put the Gay People in Storage Lockers law?
Well, to protect Christianity, that's all.
Protect it from what?
Well, for example, this entire backlash against the Put Gay People in Storage Lockers law is proof that Christianity is under attack.
Well, obviously.
And another example, you know, the other day, I said Christianity is under attack and someone asked me for proof. Well, when you ask me to prove something I've just said, that's a hate crime.
Brutal.
I mean, you wouldn't ask an agnostic to prove that God may or may not exist.
You never hear that from the liberal media. So what are you going to do about this law?
Well, we're going to see if we can take out any language from the Put the Gays in Storage Lockers law that might give the impression we're putting gays in storage lockers.
Maybe you could change the title.
Why?
Let's get right to it with our first story here on News for Women.
Nuclear proliferation in Iran.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Alex Simon from the UN Press Office, Farah Hussein, professor of Iranian history at Stanford University, and a representative from the International Association for Nuclear Power Station Safety, Mr. Derek Chong.
Thank you all for being here with us today on News for Women to debate this important subject.
Bottom line: could Iranian nuclear proliferation be making us fat.
All the skinny on the skinny. Only here on News for Women.
This portion of the show was brought to you by
New Spleem with GL70. Now with added green sparkles and fluorine.
All rights reserved.
Gosh, GL70? Is this an improvement over GL35?
Is it ever? GL70 delivers virtually twice the
whomp
factor.
All rights reserved.
As GL35. Only now it's got green sparkles and fluorine for that added
whomp
factor.
Patent pending.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
I'm way ahead of you. Hey, my skin is falling off!
You idiot, you're supposed to put it in your car.
You idiot, you're supposed to put it in your car.
New Spleem with GL70. Now with green sparkles and fluorate for that added
Womp
factor.
All rights reserved, patent pending. Womp factor may vary.
We now return to our regular programming of a guy jerking off into your salad. Brought to you
new,
by
a guy jerking off into your salad with F310. Now with added green sparkles and fluorate for that added
Womp
factor.
Hey guys, who doesn't love green sparkles and fluorite?
Womp factor! Womp factor! Womp!
From the creators of Malibu Barbie and Barbie Dreamhouse comes an all-new Racist Barbie!
Yay!
Just like regular Barbie, Racist Barbie is white, blonde, and has a perfect figure.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Of course she has a boyfriend! Racist Ken belongs to the SAE fraternity at the University of Oklahoma, and he's studying to become a police officer for Ferguson's PD.
Aww!
And he sings! Just pull the string on his back and you'll hear...
You can hang him from a tree, but they'll never sign with me. There will never be a n*** at SAE.
Cool!
And while Racist Ken is busy shooting black kids...
Get on the ground, n***!
But I didn't do anything!
Racist Barbie hangs out with her best friend, Nazi Barbie.
I love your swastika, Nazi Barbie. And I love your intolerance, Racist Barbie.
Racist Barbie, now available in all southern states. Black kids sold separately.
Racist Barbie is also available in Boston, Chicago, St. Louis and surrounding municipalities, Indiana, North Jersey, Arizona, Los Angeles, Oklahoma, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Connecticut, Malibu, and New York City.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz announces his candidacy for president. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Well, if Ted Cruz becomes president, everybody's going to want to shut down the government.
Well, we've never had bad luck with a president from Texas.
I think Ted Cruz embodies everything that's great about America. Canada, Cuba.
He went to Harvard, which proves he must have known a guy.
They say he's a great speaker. You know what? The only great speaker I've known was made by Altec Lansing.
I knew him when he worked under his original name, Dick Move.
Read how disgusting we are in the press, the Telegraph, People, and Sunday Express. Molesters of children, corruptors of youth. Is there in the paper?
Bar where some of the people inside were gay.
Try
yeah, that's what you get for hating gay people. Really? I hate gay people? You jackass, you never listen to my show! Get your facts right, you stupid fools! They didn't care about the truth and the investigation that was done. This has all been about what a difficult time our society has with dealing with gays. Most straight men are frightened of being thought to be gay. And the only way to prove they're not is to bash gays. And gays are so damn mad at being hated simply for being gay that they accuse every straight person of being gay as well. Don't dare be nice to a gay guy or you may be gay too. The gay hatred is stupid. And so that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I know I've repeated that point. Damn it. I've had the word gay bar in my name mentioned 1,000 times over the last week. I'm not stupid. I know what they're trying to do. Doesn't make me feel better about myself. It's not a very Christian thing to do. And I don't understand what the hatred for these people is. And I think that horrible video of me drinking beer and
everything. If you're happy that way.
Sometimes.
If you're glad to be gay.
Welcome to the Clan of the Woolly Mammoth. I'm Zog, head of human resources.
Morb.
Nice to meet you, Morb.
Morb is my people's word for hello. My name is Dag.
Sorry, Dag. I take it you're here about the job opening for a hunter-gatherer. Do you have a resume?
Here's the head of a deer I killed and butchered.
That'll do. Obviously, you've got a hunting skill set. If it came down to it, would you be willing to help with the gathering? Mostly nuts and berries.
Don't your women do most of the gathering?
Yeah, we're trying to mix that up a little. The girls have been complaining. They say we're acting like cavemen.
And their point is?
Look, I don't get it either. But your flexibility on the gathering thing would be really appreciated.
Hey, I'm a tribe player.
Thanks. With that in mind, can I ask you why you left your last clan?
No opportunity for advancement. I wanted to explore my full potential, so I killed the chief with a rock. And they still didn't move me up.
Well, we appreciate initiative here. Do you have any hobbies?
Cave painting, I guess. Hopping around with a spear. Oh, I like to make little figurines of obese female figures with grotesquely exaggerated genitals, often with no facial features.
I love those things! Who came up with that? Listen, I need to mention that that's quite a brow ridge you have. If you're part Neanderthal, I want to assure you that we are an equal opportunity employer. We had a flintknapper not too long ago who was a Neanderthal. Great guy.
Thanks, but I'm Cro-Magnon.
Not that it matters. Oh, and if you're worried about healthcare, we have an excellent shaman. Turns himself into a hawk or a wolf.
Ooh, good to know. When will you be making your decision?
Definitely before the glaciers retreat. Do I have your contact info?
Well, we're all nomadic, but I'll be following the mammoth herds until the spring thaw.
Excellent. We'll be in touch. Until then, you know where my cave is. My door is always open.
Thanks. What's a door?
The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think about young people in the United States and Europe trying to join ISIS?
Look, we all went through that phase where we wanted to blow ourselves up.
Well, when I was a teenager, I left home hoping to join Was Not Was.
Mr. President, what about Benghazi?
I already cut off people's heads. Why do I have to join ISIS?
Look, we've all gone through that phase where we wanted to burn a pilot alive.
I think the worst thing about this is now, who's going to pay off their student loans?
Leave ISIS alone! Leave ISIS alone!
I think anything that creates less young people is probably for the best.
Well, these kids with their fornicating and their Tiger Beat magazines, I think a little ISIS might be just what they need.
I respect anyone that's trying to get a job.
We take you now to the Iran nuclear talks continuing in Montreux, Switzerland, between Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif.
Mr. Zarif, the time is now 4:15. We've spent the last 7 hours sitting here and staring at each other across the table.
Believe me, that's the last time I order falafel in Switzerland.
As you know, my government is pressing me for very specific assurances, as is your own, and the clock is ticking.
That's true, Mr. Kerry, but if you botch your side of the deal, they're not going to cut your hands off on pay-per-view.
Mr. Zarif, I truly believe you want the sanctions lifted more than you need to pursue your whatever it is you're doing, and let's face it, you haven't exactly been completely upfront about that.
As I've told you many times, Mr. Kerry, Iran is building nuclear reactors to provide its citizens with safe, clean energy.
Safe, clean nuclear energy. The wave of the future. And when I return to the White House, I'll be sure to tell President Eisenhower.
Okay, so I'm stonewalling.
Okay, let's just say for the sake of argument that your country is building, I don't know, a nuclear bomb. Just say it. Say you're building a bomb. Everybody knows you're building one. You know everybody knows.
I'm telling you, Mr. Kerry, my right hand to Allah, we're not building a nuclear bomb.
You know, Mrs. Zarif, building the bomb is bad enough. But the lying about it, why not just admit it?
Because, Mr. Kerry, we're not building a bomb. Also, the thing I said about cutting my hands off on pay-per-view. Speaking of cutting things off, I think this is a good stopping point, don't you? Let's come right back to this first thing tomorrow morning, huh?
Yeah, let's do that.
Cheer up, Mr. Kerry. At least you get to drink.
Hi, this is Jimmy.
Who's this now?
This is Jimmy Dore. Who's this?
It's, it's Harrison Ford.
Mr. Ford, wow, why are you calling?
I'm on a lot of painkillers.
Oh, that's right. You had that plane crash in Santa Monica a few weeks ago.
I'm pretty sure that was me.
So how are you feeling?
I have this phone, you know, and it there was a number in here, and it said, this guy is cool. So, are you?
I'd like to think I'm cool, Mr. Harrison.
Come on, man. Are you, cool?
Do you mean, do I smoke pot?
Jesus, don't say it out loud. Amateur man could be listening.
Okay, yes, Mr. Ford, I'm cool.
So you want to get high?
Right now?
Yeah, sure, it'd be like phone sex, but only with pot and, not sex.
You know what, Mr. Ford, I really can't get high right now.
Mind if I do?
Not at all.
I already did.
So you wrapped shooting on Star Wars Episode 7. What was that experience like?
Oh, come on, man. I don't want to talk about that stuff.
Just real quick for our listeners, all right?
What was the question now?
The question was, how was working on the new Star Wars?
It was good. Anytime I get to shoot a movie without George Lucas, I'm pretty content.
Oh, you don't like Lucas?
See those last three films?
You mean the Star Wars prequels?
They were, like, tacky.
Yeah, I didn't care for those movies either.
You didn't see them, don't lie to me.
Yeah, but if I had seen them, I wouldn't have cared for them.
Say yes.
Yes.
I am high all the time, man. For me, not to enjoy a movie is virtually impossible, okay? I've watched Battlefield Earth 4 times, dude. If I'm telling you a movie is bad, it's got to be like 2 girls, 1 cup bad.
I hear you, Mr. Ford.
Did you see that 2 girls, 1 cup?
I didn't see it, but I do know what you're talking about.
It's not a good film, but... boy, it really does sort of make you think.
Listen, Mr. Harrison Ford, how's your recovery going?
Well, it's great to be out of the hospital.
You didn't like the hospital?
They only let you smoke pot like twice a day in there. So it's pretty much the same Wolfgang Puck food over and over. And then Callista would come in every day and give me a handy, which that's nice. But
so you're going to keep flying, Mr. Ford?
Why wouldn't I?
Well, you're in your 70s now, and you've survived 3 plane crashes.
Well, yeah, I've been thinking about that, and I'm starting to think I might be some kind of god. not a god exactly, but maybe a demigod like Achilles or Batman or something like that. Man, Dilaudid is amazing. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes. You're on Dilaudid?
You want to know something crazy?
Yeah.
I have no idea who this is.
It's just Jimmy Dore.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me.
I have a radio show in Los Angeles.
Okay, Jamie Dore, whoever you are. So I'm just going to go, you know, I'm going to go to sleep now.
Okay, that was Harrison Ford, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, Mr. Ford. Sleep tight.
Wow.
The idea that anyone can use drugs and escape a horrible fate is anathema to these idiots. I predict in the near future, right-wingers will use drug hysteria as a pretext to set up an international police apparatus. I'm an old man, and I may not live to see a final solution of the drug problem.
You know what, Tom? You might have missed your calling. You should have been a philosopher.
Well, Bob, in another life, perhaps. In another life.
And that's where Joe's Human Skin Car Covers come in. Only Joe's Human Skin Car Covers are harvested from the cadavers of free-range hobos found sleeping at passed away under the Los Feliz Bridge over the Los Angeles River.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
This vintage Chevy was all I had left of my daddy's memory. Without a Joe's Human Skin Car Cover, this precious possession would surely be lost to the elements.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like daddy is with me again, looking after his car.
Yeah, huh?
I can almost feel his presence.
Okay, don't push it.
Please tell me. I need to know.
Look, that's not your dad, okay? You think I'd do something like that? Come on. Pull it together. He went out for cigarettes. He'll be back, I bet. Come on, relax. I didn't do anything illegal.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers. Ask for it by name.
Take it from me. The world is a sewer. We're all just pieces of crap stuck in the hair trap of life.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers. Made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Banging on the table with an old
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Say I never kiss a gun.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers,
never kiss a gun. Made
from real human skin.
I never kiss a gun. Girl again. I said, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, ain't never coming home. I said, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, ain't never coming home.
Perspectives, news for women, Spleem, Racist Barbie, Ted Cruz, Clan of the Woolly Mammoth, Man on the Street, ISIS, Iran Nuclear Talks, Human Skin Car Covers, was the Final Edition Radio Hour produced by Tony Hendra and Jeff Kreisler.
The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hendra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Kreisler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Eddie Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hendra, Jeff Hendrick, Jeff Kreisler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, Leslie Shapira, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield.
Houston's favorite radio personality, Michael Berry, was not gay. Texas' own Michael McRae was Harrison Ford with Jimmy Dore on The Jimmy Dore Show from Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles. William Burroughs from The Drugstore Cowboy. Sing If You're Glad to Be Gay was Tom Robinson. Helen Reddy, I Am a Woman, Sid Vicious, My Way.
No, you gotta go, My Way! Like that.
My Way! Okay. You've been listening to the Interside Radio program. My name is Caitlin, and I'll see y'all next week.